The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum surpassed all those who came after them, not only in precedence, but also in conviction and strength in Iman. All those who came after them can never equal them or not even come close to them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tasubbu ashabi, falau anna ahadukum anfaqa mithla uhudin dhahaban ma balagha mudda ahadihim wala nasifahu." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us in this regard, and he said that, "Do not abuse my companions, for if any one of you spend gold equal to Uhud in Allah's path, it will not equal to a mud or even half a mud spent by one of them." The reality is that we are indebted to them. It is through their sacrifices, firmness, resolve that we are believers today. And undoubtedly, they will certainly have a share in our hasanat, our good deeds. And this can be understood through the analogy. You know, when a person sits close to a fire, he places his hands close to the fire to warm them up. After some time, the heat from the fire causes his hands to warm up to such an extent that if another person was not seated before the same fire were to shake his hands, he will benefit from the warmth of his hands. And this is the condition of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They remained close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and benefited from his spirituality. Such were they radiant by the light of Nubuwa. They radiated by the light of Nubuwa, that those who met them after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were able to benefit from that spirituality. And the hadith says, "La tamassun nar musliman ra'ani aw ra'a man ra'ani." The fire shall not touch that Muslim who saw me or who saw one who saw me. So undoubtedly, these were outstanding personalities. These were the men who were praised in the noble Quran with the title radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. And subhanallah, this will continue with their name until the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Sassim also on a number of occasions gave glad tidings to the Sahaba, either collectively or individually. And the most famous of those glad tidings is the guarantee of paradise for the 10 who are known as the Ashara Mubashara. Nabi Sassim said, "Abu Bakr in fil Jannah, wa Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, wa Ali fil Jannah, wa Talha fil Jannah, wa Zubair fil Jannah, wa Abdurrahman ibn Auf fil Jannah, wa Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqasin fil Jannah, wa Sa'id fil Jannah, wa Abu Ubaidah fil Jannah." These are the 10 individuals that enjoy precedence in Islam. Their sacrifice was the greatest, and their jihad was the most superior. They were thus deserving of being guaranteed Jannah due to these and the other services that they rendered. So at the head of all of these, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa Abu Bakrin fil Jannah." Their leader, the most virtuous of all the Sahaba, undoubtedly is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the first adult to embrace Islam. And as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that the only one who embraced Islam without any deliberation and accepted immediately when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented it to him was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And it was through his efforts that Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, and the six others, Ashra Mubashara, they entered the deen through the efforts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum. Sayyidina Abu Bakr has been awarded different titles by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on account of various praiseworthy traits. And the first of them, by which he's most famous, is As-Siddiq. The word Siddiq is derived from the word Sidq, which means truthfulness. And is used to convey a meaning of intensiveness in attesting to the truthfulness of someone or something. And in this case, the title is used to indicate Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's passion and how passionately he attested to the veracity of the Nubuwa and the integrity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the first adult male to attest to the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his faith was put to test after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken on the journey of Mi'raj, and a few of the Quraysh immediately proceeded to Sayyidina Abu Bakr to inform him of the Prophet's claim, as they thought, it was hoping it would weaken his faith and possibly bring him back to their own religion. And what did he say? Did he indeed say that? Sayyidina Abu Bakr inquired. They said yes. They gleefully answered in that way, hoping that they would manage to convince him. But to their utter dismay, Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, if he said that, then undoubtedly it is the truth. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr went on to say, I believe him in matters that are even more amazing than that. I believe him about a revelation that comes to him from the heavens in the early hours of the morning and in the afternoon. And it is because of the unrelenting determination of faith that he showed at this juncture that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was given the title As-Siddiq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was also known as Awwah on account of his compassion and mercy which he showed to others. All those who embraced Islam when it first began had to endure untold persecution and torture, but none had to endure more than the poor slaves who answered the call of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were savagely beaten. The mushrikeen, having no fear of repercussion or retaliation from their tribes, because they didn't have any tribes. And these were slaves who stood up and defended. Sayyidina Abu Bakr became the emancipator. He would spend his wealth purchasing these Muslims, setting them free for the pleasure of Allah. And amongst them, Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Amr ibn Fuhayra. Such was the open-handedness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr in this regard that it's reported that in the period before Hijrah alone, Sayyidina Abu Bakr spent 35,000 coins on the welfare of the Muslimin. That was the generosity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. In fact, this generosity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr would be scoffed even by his own father, Abu Quhafa, who had not yet embraced the deen of Islam, regarding the spending to be nothing more than a fruitless venture. And one day he said to his son that, I see you freeing slaves that are very weak. If you have to do this, then you should free strong ones that can protect and defend you. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu responded saying, my father, I'm doing this for Allah alone. And Allah revealed at this point, attesting, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And Allah will protect from the fire of Jahannam the atqa, the God-fearing, those who have taqwa. Who is the one? الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى, who gives his wealth in charity to become purified. And he had in his mind no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected in return. But he gave his wealth in charity only to seek the countenance of Allah the Most High, and he shall surely be pleased when he enters paradise. And it's because of this incident that Sayyidina Abu Bakr was awarded the title Al-Atqa, the pious and the righteous. That Allah Rabbul Izzah granted him this title, wala sawfa yarda, and he surely will be pleased. The promises of Allah is the promise of entering to Jannah, and this is glad tidings that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr is amongst the participants of Badr, those about whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهِ اطَّلَعَ عَلَى مَنْ شَهِدَ بَهْدْرًا فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Allah glanced at the participants of Badr and said, do as you please, for I have indeed forgiven you. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was among those who pledged the allegiance at Bay'atul Ridwan, receiving the glad tidings of Almighty Allah. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, there's a narration, none of those who gave the pledge under the tree shall enter the fire. And then there are general glad tidings that are given to all the Sahaba. The Prophet ﷺ also said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, rejoice, you are atiq, you are freed from the fire of Jahannam. And by which of this, he was given this title atiq, which means the one who is freed from, or given the guarantee of protection from Jahannam. Nabi ﷺ once came to a group of Sahaba and asked, who amongst you is fasting today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I am. Nabi ﷺ said, who amongst you followed a janazah today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I did. Nabi ﷺ then asked, who amongst you served food to the needy? Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I did. Nabi ﷺ said, who amongst you visited the sick today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I did. Thereupon Nabi ﷺ said, anyone in whom these good deeds are combined will certainly enter paradise. Subhanallah. In fact, Nabi ﷺ also said, as for you, O Abu Bakr, you will be the first of my ummah to enter paradise. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was also known as the companion, as-sahib, which means the companion. And the title, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, this title is in the Noble Quran. We know the story of the hijrah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. The hijrah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hijrah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken Sayyidina Abu Bakr as his companion for the hijrah. And during the hijrah and in the cave, one of the most splendid virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr came to the fore. At the time when he feared that they may be caught, and at that time, you know, it shows the deep love that the Prophet ﷺ possessed for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, as well as the love for the Prophet ﷺ which Sayyidina Abu Bakr possessed. That when Nabi ﷺ instructed the Sahaba to migrate to Medina, Sayyidina Abu Bakr also prepared to depart. And Nabi ﷺ said, hold on, for I hope to be permitted. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr asked with joy, do you aspire this? May my father be sacrificed for you? He said, yes. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr thus delayed for the Prophet ﷺ to accompany him. In the meantime, he fed lotus trees to his two camels he owned for 4 months in preparation of the journey. And one day while they were sitting in the house during midday, the Prophet ﷺ arrived with his face covered. And since this was a time in which he would not normally visit, Sayyidina Abu Bakr asked that Fidaka Abi wa Ummi, may my parents be sacrificed. Allah, something extremely important has brought you this hour. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered and said that let all those present leave. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, they are only your family. May my father be sacrificed, O Nabi of Allah. The Prophet said, undoubtedly I have been given permission to leave. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, as-sohbah. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr then told his family to make the necessary preparation for the departure. And they left and reached the cave of Thur and hid there for 3 nights. And Abdullah bin Abu Bakr would spend the night with them, an intelligent, bright young boy. He would leave then after dawn and blend in with the Quraysh of Makkah as if he spent the night with them. And they remember all of these, their sinister plans, and would pass the information on to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And Amir ibn Fuhaira, the freed slave of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, would graze a group of milking goats and take them in the evening to them after an hour after Isha had passed. And they also had fresh milk at night. And the milk of the sheep and milk and goats, which they would be brought to them by throwing heated stones in it. It would be heated up in that way. And Amir ibn Fuhaira would slip away from them in the darkness. And this was the practice each night for those 3 nights. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu related this incident. And he says that كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الغار فرأيت آثار المشركين قلت يا رسول الله لو أن أحدكم رفع قدمه رآنا. He says, I said, O Nabi of Allah, if one of them were to lift their feet, you would see us. And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم pacified him by saying, ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما. What do you think of the two with whom Allah is the third? And Allah makes mention of this incident. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوا فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that if you did not aid the messenger, Allah had already aided him when those who disbelieve had driven him out of Makkah as one of two when they were in the cave. And he said to his companion, do not grieve, indeed Allah is with us. And then Allah sent down his tranquility upon them and supported him with angels. You do not see, made the word, Allah made the word of the disbelievers the lowest, while the word of Allah is the highest. And Allah is exalted and mighty and wise. So subhanallah, the companionship, the devotedness, the sincerity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr has been forever immortalized in the noble Quran. These accolades will continue to be remembered with every recitation of the noble Quran. He is the leader of the Sahaba. He was the most virtuous amongst them. He was loved by Allah and His Messenger. And such was his service and assistance to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout his life that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared, I've repaid all the good that others have shown to me except Sayyidina Abu Bakr, as he is of such, his good, his favors is of to such an extent that Allah Himself will repay and reward him on the day of Qiyamah. No person's wealth has benefited me as much as the wealth of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Subhanallah. This narration is in Tirmidhi. May Almighty Allah grant us true understanding of the status of this illustrious companion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah inspire us to follow in his footsteps so that we can also earn the pleasure of Allah.